Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold with my pal, Valerie Smaldone. So just last week, Valerie and I were talking about a study we saw which said that nice guys finish last at work. And then I came across a book called Nice Guys Finish First. And of course, I had to talk to the author. And it's Doug Sandler. And Doug is an entrepreneur, a speaker, an author. This book, Nice Guys Finish First, Winning Customers for Life by Winning Relationships That Last, is the full title. It's an Amazon bestseller in the business book category, and I'm happy to talk to him. Hi, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Leslie. Longtime fan and many time listener, so thanks for having me. I feel like this is a little bit of a surreal experience for me. Thanks for having me on your show.
My pleasure. So let me start with the study, okay? So this study, and I'm probably not going to quote the source correctly, but I think it was the Journal of Occupational and Organizational Psychology or some, you know, some work think tank kind of thing. They said that white-collar workers who were the most agreeable, the most conscientious, the most sensitive to other people's needs are the ones that were less likely to be promoted. In other words, being a nice guy gets you exploited. Now, I know you've done a lot of work in this area. Do you refute that, or are you focusing in a little different area?
Well, I can tell you that the bumblebee, whose body is much more, much bigger than its wingspan, is able to fly, and the reason it's able to fly is because it can't read studies. So part of the issue is I don't pay attention to the studies. I pay attention to what I think is right, and it's certainly there's going to be studies, as you probably know, in any direction that say nice guys finish last, and there's going to be studies that say nice guys finish first. I can tell you through 30 years of building a business and writing a book and researching it on my own, and with all of the entrepreneurs and folks that I know that are in business, the happiest people, the ones that are most productive, the ones that are the most efficient, and the ones that get the most work done and promoted the fastest are the people that are nicest, the ones that that create that environment of nice is right. So I'll refute the study, but I'm sure the study is right because it might be skewed to whatever formula that they had been working at the time.
Okay, so in your book and in your work, I know you you focus a lot on customer service and specifically in the area of being human with customers, right? So describe a little bit of what you mean by that.
Well, I think the issue that we deal with nowadays with social media and the internet and technology being as prevalent as it is, I think that most people, and you'll see this if you drive through any parking lot or garage around town, is that most people are walking around with their head down in their phone. It's no different in the work environment. Many people are sucked into their computer because they're dealing with emails and they're dealing with social media and all of those parts of growing their business. And I think that we as human beings forget to pick our head up every once in a while. So I think that in a technology arena and the environment that we're in right now, I think it's really important that we are more human. Human beings like to communicate and relate to other human beings. They don't like to deal with voicemail. They don't like to deal with automated phone systems. I think all automated phone systems should be thrown out the window, and we got to figure out a way around this. Originally, it was a good idea because it increased productivity, but I think that companies nowadays are using it as a way to hide from their customers. Some companies, believe it or not, don't even have phone systems that will allow you to call in to talk to any human being. That's ridiculous.
Oh, no, I've experienced that. Or you can't even find a phone number for some. They hide their contact information.
I don't get that. So I think that if we get back to, if we create an environment, a business, if our products are all customer-focused and customer, if our policies and procedures are all customer-driven and customer-centric, if we understand the journey our customer takes through the buying process and through the service process, we're going to be a lot better off than if we only do what's right for our company, which is look at the bottom line.
Do you ever feel, Doug, that you are screaming into the abyss? Because I look at millennials, and not only are they married to their technology, they actually actively resist human contact. Seriously, if you, I have a few, I produce an off-Broadway show, and I have some that work for me in that capacity, and asking them to pick up the phone, introduce themselves, and make a call to a stranger, I might as well have asked them to throw themselves in front of a bus. They're so frightened by it. And then when I see sort of the apps that are created by this very creative, ingenious generation, they're all ways to distance themselves from human beings. There's one I saw called Push for Pizza, which is exactly that. It's for kids that are too lazy or feel it's too personal to pick up the phone and call the pizza joint and order a pizza. So they push a button on their phone and pizza arrives. So do you ever feel, yeah, I know. So, right, sort of genius, but sort of sad at the same time. So my point to this is, do you ever feel like you're, you know, you're bucking the tide of what's coming in the new generation?
I totally feel as though sometimes I'm speaking into the great unknown, this great black hole. And you know, the way that I look at it, and I guess I'm just an optimist at heart. It leaves me an unlimited market. That's the way I look at it. Yeah, of course. People resist everything. People resisted rock and roll. People resisted, you know, they resisted everything that is new. I think that what we need to find is a happy balance. And I think that the companies that do that, even using technology to their advantage, the companies that do that, create that human contact, are the ones that are going to win tomorrow. Right now, we're just, I think that companies are so entrenched with social media. Everything is screaming social media and internet. And it really is, to a certain degree, very productive, but it's to a certain degree very destructive as well.
Mm. Okay, so if you're an entrepreneur, a business owner, even a supervisor or a manager listening right now, what changes, Doug, can you advise from your experience or from your book, Nice Guys Finish First, that people can try right away?
The first thing I would tell them is stand up from behind their desk and get out and meet their people. If you're emailing or texting somebody that's sitting 20 feet away from you, get up, go over, and make a relationship with that person. And not just a relationship that's based upon the work that's going on in the office or the workplace. A relationship where you get to know, you get to understand, you get to feel the people and what's going through their head.
If you're in a company large enough or you have a function large enough where there has to be a system in place, how can you devise a system that still allows for some high touch, some humanization?
Well, I think that it's just a matter of understanding that technology is just one thing that we're going to use to become more productive in the workplace. I think that as long as we are keeping in mind that all the time that we're dealing with a person and we're not dealing with a machine or an automated system on the other side of things, I love systems. I'm a systems guy. I mean, for me, you know, if I don't have my system of invest, inspire, and execute, which is the systems in the Nice Guys Finish First philosophy on the book, if I didn't use that system, then I would be lost. I need to have a system. So I'm not anti-system. I'm just anti-robot.
I have one more question for you that I have time for, and it's sort of a personal guidance, if you can. I mentioned that I produce an off-Broadway show. So my customers are all most one-time and transactional, right? So they come and see the show, and then they're done, because most people only see a show once. Sometimes I get people that come back and bring other people with them. But how can I be more human with my customers when I have to keep churning customers all the time, looking for the next group that's going to fill my theater?
And that's not an unusual question, because a number of my clients are hit, bump, and run kind of situations. What I would advise you is focus not just on the internal experience that you have with your employees and your staff members and the people that are on your stage, but you want to also deal with specifically, and I think this is where your question is applied to, you want to focus just on the people walking in the door. How can you make their experience more positive? What could it be like to have people opening up the doors as they're walking into the door, to the theater? What would it be like to have those people that are selling the concessions go above and beyond and deliver service? It's not just satisfactory, because everybody can deliver satisfactory experience, but to deliver exemplary experience and provide an experience to your patron that is above and beyond. It has nothing to do with the show.
Mm-hmm.
You can't control the show at this point. The show is the show. It's scripted. Everything else that's around the show, you can adjust. How that experience multiplies and is amplified in your patron's mind is really what's going to sell tickets to your show. Show was okay, but oh my God, this guy behind the counter selling you the glass of wine, he was amazing.
You know what? This is why you're so good at what you do, because as you were speaking, two fresh ideas just popped into my head. So thank you so much for that. That's right. All right, the book. If you want more of Doug's wisdom, the book is called Nice Guys Finish First, Winning Customers for Life by Winning Relationships That Last, and you can find it on Amazon and all other places that books are sold. And you can also learn more about Doug at DougSandler.com. That's DougSandler.com. Doug, thank you so much for joining us.
Leslie, thank you so much for having me on the show. Enjoy your show, and I'm looking forward to seeing you off-Broadway as well.
All right. I'll comp you some tickets. We'll be right back. I'm Leslie Gold. It's America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.